Behind me is Billionaire's Row, a collection of ultra-expensive skyscrapers just south of Central Park. This is the new epicenter of wealth and power in New York City and a central hub for supporters of Andrew Cuomo's campaign for mayor.
New York City has an affordability crisis.
Cuomo's super PAC Fix the City has received major cash from at least 10 donors who own properties either on or neighboring Billionaire's Row. So why are the titans of New York real estate all in on Cuomo? What's in it for them?
Okay, before we really begin, literally the day after we shot this, the landlord lobby gave Cuomo another $2.5 million. That almost doubles the amount of cash the industry has funneled to Cuomo, so just keep that in mind as you watch this.
Let's start at 252 East 57th Street, located just a few blocks from the enclave where Andrew Cuomo has been crashing with his daughter. The 65-story skinny skyscraper is a great metaphor for the city. It sits atop a pre-K school and has sold penthouses for north of $20 million. It was developed and managed by Rose Associates, one of the city's leading real estate families. The Roses have given Cuomo Super PAC a cool $40,000, which pales in comparison to the $250,000 check written by the CEO of Empire State Realty Trust. And now we're at 220 Central Park South, an 80-story tower that is one of the city's biggest lightning rods. It was developed by Vornado, whose CEO Stephen Roth donated $150,000 to the Cuomo Super PAC and has given $230,000 since 2005.
Recently, the most expensive home in the country actually sold.
In 2019, the building's penthouse sold for $238 million, the most expensive home ever sold in the U.S., but enjoyed obscenely low tax rates thanks to loopholes and outdated laws. New York lawmakers responded by almost passing a tax on super expensive pied-à-terre or second homes.
Look for the pied-à-terre tax legislation to pick up momentum in a couple of months.
But then the real estate lobby descended on Albany and voiced its displeasure to longtime recipients of its largesse.
I don't think it's going to happen the way it's laid out now. I think the governor's a smart man.
Including Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bill died in the darkness of Albany. A much more minor tax was implemented instead. And New York City has missed out on hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue per year ever since. It was a big win for Cuomo's Billionaire Row donors and just a microcosm of the former governor's relationship with the industry. Real estate interests have donated over $3.6 million to the Cuomo Super PAC. That's $3.6 million more than every other candidate, only one of whom even has a super PAC backing them. Then again, none of the other candidates have helped them build their own mini cities with public money. Another can be found here in Hudson Yards, a gleaming luxury development on Manhattan's far west side. Filled with condos, office towers, and a high-end mall, Hudson Yards was the world's largest private development, with a catch. Cuomo championed the project.
The Hudson Yards, what a great idea.
And taxpayers dropped $6 billion to make it happen. Today, half of the luxury condos are sitting empty, and in a city in a severe affordable housing shortage, critics have blasted it as a waste of public money. But it was a great deal for mega developer Stephen Ross, a Cuomo donor who has given at least $165,000 to the former governor's political interests since 2005. Ross's net worth has soared by nearly $9 billion over the past decade. Much of the taxpayer support for Hudson Yards came in the form of tax breaks and credits. One of those was the infamous 421A tax break. It was supposed to spur construction of affordable homes, but it mostly just led to massive new luxury condos for the richest New Yorkers. Cuomo reauthorized that tax break, then tried to rebrand it as Affordable New York. The name was a flop. The tax break was used by many of the same real estate companies whose executives are now bankrolling his super PAC, including Empire State Realty Trust, RFR Holdings, related companies, and Vornado. By comparison, all but one Mamdani donor, who listed a profession in real estate and was either a broker or affordable housing developer, or architect if that counts. Lander has received donations from 10 real estate developers, mostly for around $250 apiece. And City Council Speaker Adrian Adams got a max check from the Real Estate Board of New York, the powerful lobbying group, but donations from just four real estate developers. It may or may not be a coincidence that Cuomo supports the luxury building tax break that was implemented to replace 421A, while those three other candidates have been firmly opposed to it. Now, not all of these super developers loved everything that Cuomo did as governor. Many developers, along with thousands of management companies, made big money during his tenure as governor. Rents went up 52% during his three terms, but still fought tooth and nail against a pro-tenant law that passed in 2019. They still contributed to Cuomo's re-election campaign before he was forced to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. But still, they were mad. At least until February, when Cuomo, shortly before officially jumping into the race, told a private room of real estate bigwigs that he regretted signing the 2019 pro-tenant law, especially the part where it limited rent increases tied to building repairs. That was enough for the chair of the Real Estate Board of New York, who also threw down a cool $250,000. And he stayed on message since as the only major candidate to not call for a rent freeze in New York City's 1 million rent-stabilized apartments. And for real estate, that's very worth supporting. Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.